The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I saw this story in the Oyel Moshe from Rav Scheinemann on page Reish Sadik, Reish Sadik Aleph, where he brings down this incredible story about Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe is innocently sitting in Beis Medrash, MTJ, learning, minding his own business, when he gets a tap on the shoulder. So someone taps him on the shoulder and he says, Rebbe, we have to stop Seder. We have to stop our learning session to say a few kapitlach of Tehillim. What's the emergency? Well, says this fellow, right outside yeshiva, there was a massive accident. And a truck, unfortunately, ran over a 14-year-old boy. The boy is in critical condition. We have to say a few kapitlach on behalf of this chayla. This person's mamish in a grave situation, and we have to stop our learning. And Rav Moshe looks up. He looks at the person. He says, no, we're not saying Tehillim. We're going to continue learning. Onward. Weiter gegangen, let's continue our seder. And the person looks a little bewildered. I mean, the yeshiva was known to be the most sensitive of people. He dismisses the situation. So he repeats the story. And he says there was an emergency. The kid was a yid. Rav Moshe says, the kid was a goy. The kid hit by the truck was a goy. We're not stopping our seder to say Tehillim for this chayla. The person says they found the yarmulke right outside. If they found the yarmulke right outside, that's indicative of the fact that the person was a yid. Rav Moshe says, the person was a goy. We are not stopping our learning. Weiter gegangen. So they didn't have a choice. Rav Moshe wasn't bending. They continued. Soon thereafter, it was discovered that the child indeed was a goy. He was not a Jewish child. And why did they find a yarmulke right next to the child? Well, the child had just stolen the yarmulke. He was running away from the scene. He ran into oncoming traffic, and that's how he got hit by the truck. And that's why he was in critical condition. He ran into oncoming traffic to escape the scene of the crime. So they went to the yeshiva. They went to Rav Moshe, and they said, oh, the yeshiva's a Navi. So I'm not a Navi. The yeshiva was certainly speaking with Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, all signs pointed to the fact that this was a Jewish 14-year-old boy who was run over by a truck. You didn't bat an eyelash. You said, let's continue our learning without any thought whatsoever of saying to him, what's the pshat? How did you know? Rav Moshe said something incredible. Said, Rav Moshe, I had absolutely no suffix in my mind that the child could not have been a Jewish child. Why? Right now, we were engaged as a chabura. We were learning a suke, shmaitza, aliba, the hilchasa. We were trying to penetrate the depths of the sugya, trying to come out with a halachic conclusion of the sugya. We were learning the sugya, shmaitza, aliba, the hilchasa. We were learning with such a motive, with such a beauty, with such an altruistic mindset that it's impossible that on the premises, right outside the building, such an accident would occur. I was confident, I was 100% certain that there was no way that our Torah that we were engaged in this Beis Medrash, wouldn't provide a shmira that would protect from such a tragedy and catastrophe from occurring right outside the building. And therefore I knew that if we were learning Shmaitza Libra de Hochasa, it couldn't have been that this child was a Jewish child suffering such a terrible tragedy right outside the building. And therefore, I said B'briris, I said it with a confidence, I knew it couldn't have been a Jewish child. That, said Rav Moshe, is the lesson of learning Torah Lishma. Learning Torah to get to the honest and real conclusive maskanas hasogya. And when you learn with such sincere motives, with such altruistic motives, you have that confidence that the Torah is megan, the Torah protects, to the point where Rav Moshe was 100% clear and confident that there was no way a tragedy could have occurred right outside his building. Incredible story.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org